first purchase when you use promo code MANANDBONE. So hit the SeatGeek app, use promo code MANANDBONE to get $10 off your first purchase.
Don't miss out on the huge savings this boating season at Buckeye Lake Marina. Check out Central Ohio's largest selection of over 100 new and used boats inside Buckeye Lake Marina's 15,000 square foot showroom. Visit BuckeyeLakeMarina.com today and we'll see you on the water.
Valued at $315.
It's clearance time at Hugh White Honda during the Honda Summer Spectacular event. With approved credit, take advantage of Hugh White Honda's best lease offers of the year, interest-free financing on select models, and up to $1,000 over Black Book for your trade. Plus, at Hugh White Honda, get 2 years complimentary maintenance on every new Honda in stock. Lease or purchase a new Honda from Hugh White Honda, and the first 2 years of service are on us. It's clearance time at Hugh White Honda. Hurry in for best selection. See it all at HughWhiteHonda.com.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus.
The Fan.
This is the Ohio State Station, live from the Fan Studios.
You are now listening to the Buckeye Show with Tim Hall and Brandon Bean.
Sponsored by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit ColumbusMitsu.com today.
All right, here we go. We have made it to the very end of the week. The building has cleared out. It's the night shift. We just gave you a hard fade right there. Triple H, money on the spot. Finger point.
He's going to be working the night shift.
Yeah. He is going to be messing with me now for the rest of the night. I just called out my producer in the first 9 seconds of the show. That's how it goes on a Friday night here on the Buckeye Show.
At least he's looking good over there.
Don't talk. I got to introduce you as is custom on the Buckeye Show. So Beamer's gone. He was on Common Man and T-Bone, as you heard earlier. He just left the studio. And sitting in for me for the second time this week is my really wonderful friend, your friend, my friend. He's Matt Andrews. And now my audio board is broken.
See, that's what you get. Well, thank you. You know, we were going to have a third night together for a half an hour. It wasn't last night. It was 2 nights ago. But we had a little Buckeye sound to go fetch.
So it was just 30 minutes. We didn't feel like we needed to.
I said a half an hour. Is that not 30 minutes?
Yeah, that is. No, but checking. I mean, we didn't need to. A man like you, we don't need to call you in for just 30 minutes.
Well, I wanted to be able to hang with you for a third night, Tim.
We want 2 hour Matt Andrews. 30 minutes isn't worth your time, a guy like you.
Well, I got in here and dumped 2 hours of sound in that computer, and Colin was producing the crew game. And hey, it is as I tweeted, it's the eve, sort of game week, right? Can we go with that?
Well, I don't know if we can go with that, because we have to get past Sunday for that?
No, Sunday would be the eve of game week.
Sunday's the eve of game week. Yeah.
But I'm sort of counting.
Exactly.
I'm sort of saying the weekend doesn't matter in that regard. Plus, it really is kind of the eve of a game tomorrow.
I can get behind that, saying that a weekend doesn't matter because it just flies by. That's speaking my language right there with the time continuum. Saturday and Sunday, I mean, those zip by. Days that you're not working, especially the last Saturday and Sunday before college football. I mean, that really, well, let's attack that real quick. Because do you look at this as a, oh my God, we have made it. We only have 1 week before college football. Or are you like, I've got a laundry list of things to do in my personal life, and I have Saturday and Sunday to get that crap done, because after that, it's over. Like, basically, if you're like me, working on the yard, like, it's done. Like, fall better get here real quick.
But you better mow your lawn in the next 3 weeks.
Well, I mean, I haven't had to mow it here in like, the last two, because it's dead. All the grass is dead from the middle of the summer. So I'm saying, it's not going to be a whole lot going on out there. Like, maybe some mornings before work, but that's about it. So I hope fall comes and that grass goes dormant and then the frozen tundra comes along, because there's not going to be a whole lot of time for keeping that thing trimmed. Somebody was yelling at me on Twitter about it when I took the picture of my kid going back to school. It's like, pick up those weeds. Get those weeds.
Tim, do you need lawn help?
I could use some lawn help, yeah. Wow. I'm not going to pay for it, though.
You wouldn't pay a friend $50 to come over for 2-3 hours to help you out with that?
No. Nah.
But you don't want to do it either?
No.
Okay.
I'll just do it, though, out of spite.
To answer your question.
I'll just do it out of hate, really.
I'm ready for football. I feel like August has taken forever. I'm ready to go. Game week, eve of the game, eve of game week. Buckeyes next week, wall to wall right here. Let's go. Fired up.
So how's it start for you? Like, how do you go into the week? Like, what's on the table for you? Like, you're getting ready. You got the gig coming up next Saturday. You only do 12 to 15 of these all year. You got to really, like, relish the opportunity to go out there to be on the field, down the sidelines, at the shoe.
The whole week
leading
up. People
would kill for that job,
yeah, absolutely.
Maddie.
We'll go get sound. You know, I'll listen to press conferences, read articles, listen to roundtable next Monday night, hear Coach Day's presser Tuesday, get some sound Wednesday, listen to Coach Day and the gentleman on Thursday on his call-in show, get the charts ready to go and be ready to react to whatever we see that maybe the guys up top can't see from down on the field.
We've already had all offseason to get a lot of these storylines ready. You're pretty much ready to go at this point.
Yeah.
What has been your favorite storyline that you've come across so far?
The amount of times I've heard the coaches this August talk about the depth of their respective units seems to be a complete trend to me. And we heard Austin Ward say, I don't know if I was on with you or Brandon last week, but He thinks that this could be as deep as any Ohio State team's been that he's covered, and he was here for the championship team.
There's really only two spots that depth is a concern.
Running back, quarterback.
Running back, quarterback. Totally agree.
Very important spots.
Pretty important spots. But I guess the one piece of good news right there is if we think of like old-style football, those are positions where if you have a rock star guy, and I say this, it's been different in modern football with running backs because you do definitely use more than one. But back in the day, remember you had a running back that was, you know, good to go for you? You would just throw him out there for 350 carries for a season. Go out and Eddie George that guy, right? Now, it's not going to be the way. And I think DeMario McCall, who I believe in him. I believe in his abilities to be a good, serviceable backup. There were times where we thought this dude would be lightning out of a bottle here at Ohio State. So I'm looking forward for him to be able to get an opportunity, settle down a little bit at the running back position. And QB, obviously, if all goes well, you're not going to want to see anybody else other than Justin Fields.
Keep him healthy. Keep him upright. Keep him healthy because he's probably going to run the ball some. I'll ask you, what has been the biggest storyline you've taken from this August of camp that you maybe are most excited about as they get into game week?
Well, I mean, I don't know, like right off the bat, because I really didn't have that prepped for right now, is really just asking you the question. But I would say I'm excited to see the quarterback. I play it really simple with that. You've got a transfer quarterback, Justin Fields. It's all about him. I mean, I could say Ryan Day as the head coach, but I always would lean more to seeing a player out there doing it, because Ryan Day wears a headset and he's going to be on the sidelines. Justin Fields is the guy that we're paying money to get into the stadium to see him help this program win football games. So I'm over the moon excited to see Justin Fields. But now that I got going there for a second, I think storyline that goes with that, to go with a storyline on top of a storyline, it's the fact of keeping Justin Fields healthy, and what is that actually going to mean? Because I think we can remember when Ryan Day had his press conference last week, that was sort of the one thing in a press conference that was all about Justin Fields. We knew it was going to be about Justin Fields, but it really did seem to get at him about taking hits and how are you going to monitor how he runs. Like he said, it is going to be analyzed down to the very exact carry. Like, it's going to be that much. He even mentioned guys like Kyler Murray, just for quarterbacks that he's seen who just have a knack for getting the yardage that's needed and then protecting their bodies, whether that's getting out of bounds or going into the quarterback slide. You bet they're going to need to make sure that Justin Fields knows how to do that effectively.
But some of that, most of that, I think, is just instinctual from him, right? I mean, If the pocket's going to collapse and he's got to take off and go, that's on instinct. That's not a called play. So some of that is controllable and some of it is not. Now, what is reviewable in terms of controllables, if you catch my drift, certainly is something they can keep tabs on, but mostly it's an instinctual decision by Fields.
Well, but I don't think that means that you're not going to try to have discussions with him about how much he goes to that well. Don't you agree?
I'm sure.
Like, I mean, we can't just break out of, you know, 10 plays in a football game and cut it and run. Like, we can't get crazy here. That's why, like, we did this on a few shows ago. I would almost like, as an offensive coach, and I don't know if they've done this, if they've done any kind of drills here, but if I had a running quarterback that I also knew could be an outstanding thrower. Like, and again, if you're going to the next level, if you have any dreams of playing in the NFL, you better have a cannon. I mean, you better have an ultra accurate arm, or else you won't last long. You won't even get to start for a season in the NFL if you can't throw the ball the way you need to. I wonder if you would take a practice like that and say, hey, dude, you're not running. You're not running today. Just, you're sitting in the pocket. And if you run, you can just keep on going and run the laps, because Chuganov and Hoke are going to take the next several plays.
And if you're going to get sacked, we're going to blow it dead, and they're not going to touch you.
Right, yeah.
But that won't be the same.
But you can't tuck it and run. Right, I know. He will when it comes to the games. But how much is going to be something that we keep coming back to and dissecting after every single Saturday? And it's going to start Saturday against FAU. Yeah.
I'm excited.
How much do you think he's going to run in the first one?
I think he'll...
At least 10, right?
Well, I think he'll run anywhere from 8 to 12 times a game.
Okay, so you're already going with
a
pro game.
And I know nothing that is just strictly,
I'm kind of with
strictly
you on that,
my guess.
Yeah,
just a complete guess.
Because
I think he's too much of an athletic quarterback to not let him run some.
And who's to say...
Maybe 6 to 11-ish.
All hits aren't created equal, too. I mean, he could have a game where he runs 15 times and never really takes a big shot, right? And we leave that game saying, oh, like, fine. Like, he's got it figured out. Nice job by Justin Fields. But we could see another game where he runs the ball 5 or 6 times and takes a couple, like, RG3, like, brittle body type of hits. Remember when RG3 would get hit? Mm. It was like Pinocchio was out there playing football. Like, it was just ugly. It was like someone just got killed. So if we get one of those, then we're going to have a problem. We're going to have to discuss it again and say, maybe we should let J.K. Dobbins and DeMario McCall and Marcus Crowley and company, and let those guys handle the running of the football.
Just in seeing some of Kirk Herbstreit stuff online today, and I know the Herbies are coming up this weekend, if not tonight. But
what's the preseason awards?
Yeah,
his own preseason awards?
Very, very high on J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, so are we.
Well,
so is J.K. Dobbins, too.
Well, he called last year, as we've said, a failure, so he's ready to... even though it was a 1,000-yard season, and he's had back-to-back his first 2 years, he's ready to have another great year.
Well, I mean, if this guy was capable of going for 1,400 yards as a freshman, I mean, as a rookie in college football, then this, I couldn't even imagine another year where you'd have more opportunity to replicate that.
What's a realistic number for him this year, do you think?
I'll put it at that baseline. 1,400 and go from there. I mean, just... What are you thinking? You think like a 2,000
type of deal from
J.K.?
No. I think 12 to 1,500 is very realistic.
12 to 1,500 because, I would give some of Justin Fields' rushing yards to J.K. Dobbins in a heartbeat. And I'm sure J.K. would be glad to take it.
Maybe a better
the rock form.
Maybe a better question is, Tim, is how many carries per game do you envision J.K. Dobbins having?
I hope he's up around 20. I do.
Yeah, I can see that.
He's a bell cow running back, and if his body holds up, I've seen nothing, right? He's not like an Adrian Peterson type of build, but he's good enough, right? Like, he is a good enough physical quality caliber running back that I feel can stand up to a Big Ten season. I don't have any reason to doubt that.
And he's going to run in 8 days.
Running in 8 days. There you go. Matty Andrews, he's with me tonight. We're off and running here. So I heard our old coach say something today. He's getting full throttle, ready for his Fox gig, Urban I'm talking about. Man, I see a Mamba mentality show up right there. We will explain, play you a little clip from that, too. That's coming up. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
The only radio station allowing one of their hosts to talk about human flesh consumption. Okay, probably not the best idea. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Come on over to Heartland.
Now, with all the bank consolidation going on, are you now truly just a number? Who's helping you with your financial affairs? Do they work together as a team for your best returns and decisions? Come see why community banking is the place to be. I'm Scott McComb, CEO, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. For over 30 years, Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse has been serving Columbus with the finest award-winning thick-cut aged steaks. Consistently voted Columbus's best steakhouse, Hyde Park is also rated excellent by Zagat Guide as one of the top steakhouses in the country. Enjoy happy hour cocktails Monday through Friday with bar plates starting at $5. Located in Upper Arlington, downtown, and Dublin, Hyde Park can accommodate events for groups of 6 to 300. Hyde Park knows Buckeye fans demand the best. That's why they're a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-Miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-Miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP Experience at OhioState4Miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit OhioStateFourMiler.com for more info, and we'll see you in the shoe.
We believe in food
grown in the fields of Ohio,
in clean air and water,
and in preserving farmland forever.
We believe in opportunities for the next generation.
For nearly 100 years,
Ohio Farm Bureau has been bringing people together.
Join us on the journey
together
with farmers.
Visit togetherwithfarmers.org.
The team at Atlas Butler wants to make something clear. We're always open. That's right. We have service technicians scheduled day and night, Saturdays and Sundays, and even holidays. Whether you call us at 10 a.m. or 10 p.m., we're ready. And since we're always open, you never pay any overtime charges. Call today. Get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Calling all Buckeye fans, foodies, and tailgate connoisseurs. Buckeye Taste and Traditions magazine, presented by the Ohio Beef Council and Ohio Farm Bureau, is back and available free of charge at participating Central Ohio Donato's and Dickey's Barbecue Pit locations on game day at Ohio State Football Fan Fest and through the Buckeye Mobile Tour. Grab your copy today and get the scoop on tailgating recipes and tips for game days, plus insights into iconic traditions associated with Ohio State football. Buckeye Taste and Traditions, presented by the Ohio Beef Council and Ohio Farm Bureau.
We're back in action Sunday night as they battle FC Cincinnati. Hell is real, kids.
Hell is real.
Live fan coverage starts at 5:30 with the kickoff at 6.
Proud to be your flagship home for the Crew all season long. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey, you can't have one big happy family if you have one big hungry family. I'm Gary Calico, founder of Rusty Bucket Restaurant and Tavern. When it comes to dinner at our place, it's the more, the merrier. So bring your whole crew. You'll love our signature salads, hand-cut salmon, juicy burgers, and more. Your big family will be smiling big in no time. Make your reservation today at MyRustyBucket.com. Get your buns to the bucket for hand-patted burgers.
Sandoval Buick GMC's end of summer savings is going on right now, so stop in and see your best deals on Buick Encores, Regals, Envisions, and Enclaves, or the GMC Sierra, Yukon, Terrain, and Colorado, plus the best selection and best deals on certified pre-owned, all on sale now. Take the kids back to school in a new ride today. Sandoval has it all, price, selection, and service. Sandoval Buick GMC, 1 mile south of the airport on Hamilton Road.
Democratic socialism is about is saying,
sorry, I just don't feel the burn. Socialized medicine price controls and cookie cutter coverage would cripple what makes our Medicare drug coverage great.
I'm glad our senator voted to protect our coverage and keep America the leader in innovating cures for Alzheimer's and cancer.
Thank you, Senator Portman, for voting to stop socialist policies like Medicare price controls while protecting market forces in Medicare coverage. Learn more at freemarketmedicare.org, paid for by Americans for Tax Reform.
Are you ready to advance your business career? Then you're ready to pursue your MBA at Ohio Dominican University. At Ohio Dominican, you can earn your MBA 100% online or on campus during the evening in just 16 months. ODU's high-demand concentrations, including data analytics and risk management, will prepare you to tackle today's business challenges, giving you an edge in today's competitive job market. Classes start soon. Apply now at ohiodominican.edu/MBA.
The Buckeye Show is presented by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit ColumbusMitsu.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
4 to 6 seconds of relentless effort. And for the rest of the segment, hitting the oxygen mask. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
All right, here we go. Or we're still going. We just started. Maddie Andrews is in for Beamer tonight. We're here till 8 o'clock.
That's right.
We're sort of Friday-ing here as we're getting ready for a real college football week. Next week, we just can't wait to get to there. There's a part of us that just wants it to be 8 o'clock so it can be next week. But then again, don't do that because we're on the cusp of college football. Cherish it. Don't want it to evaporate. Just enjoy the time, and it'll be here.
So tomorrow, when Florida meets Miami.
Week zero.
Where will you watch, and how much of that game will you watch?
I'm gonna watch it. I can't tell you right now that I'm going to soak in every single minute of it.
What about Arizona-Hawaii that follows?
No, not that one either.
A little late night. I'd watch that.
I mean, I'll check it out. I can check out some Rainbow Warriors if I'm just sitting there late night on a Saturday, some real college football. If it's, we got these phones where we can check the scores and see that they're compelling football games. The problem with Miami and Florida is that Tate Martell is buried on the depth chart there.
Until he lines up at split end.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, I guess that's one other reason to watch, to see how they're going to utilize Tate Martell. How much of that game are you watching? You taking all of it in?
Oh, until it's a blowout. And I don't think it'll be a blowout, so I'll probably watch most of it.
How's Miami going to be? Like, are they ever going to make a serious rebound, or are they just going to hang around as a 8-10 win team for here on out? Well, and that's what the U's going to be.
Wouldn't you say 10 wins would be a nice rebound?
They already did that, though.
Well, but consistently, I think that'd be pretty good. Yeah, they'll be back.
You think they're getting back?
Eventually. I'm not saying this year or in 3 years, but I believe Miami will be back.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about them. Like, they just have the... I mean, I guess, would it still be accurate to say that Notre Dame hasn't really made it all the way back? Because every time that they've actually gotten into the party for something real, they've gotten embarrassed. I mean, they went undefeated. They made it to a national championship game. They got embarrassed. I mean, I guess it was...
I think Notre Dame's back.
They're semi-back. There was a time where I didn't think that Notre Dame was ever going to be back, like, in major college football, like, man, competing for national championships.
Remember how much of a wreck they were with Charlie Weiss?
Huge wreck.
Ty Willingham.
Yeah, Ty Willingham. Oh. That's with Bob Davey before that. And that's what I'm talking about.
Bob Davey, who I think did a pretty good job as a TV analyst.
Sure, fine. Bob Davey, fine TV analyst for college football. Coach Notre Dame, you left a lot to be desired. It was not Era Parsegian, right? It was not
correct.
It was not Frank Leahy and Knute Rockne and all those guys. So it was different. I mean, I don't know how you would say that. They made a national championship game, but they got destroyed. I mean, destroyed.
Very much could have played the Buckeyes in that game,
and Ohio State would have won just fine, I think. And then they made the college football playoff and got rolled up. And that's really it. So, I mean, yeah. Made it close to the end two times.
I'll watch a lot of that tomorrow night.
I don't know if that means you're back. So, week zero is coming up. So, Urban Meyer he's essentially been back on Fox already because he does like hits on the herd a lot. And he's going to be doing the show. And it's going to be really interesting to see what this show looks like. Like, I don't know. I'm maybe more excited to see what the Fox college football, because it's such a heavy Big Ten connection right now. And you've got Reggie Bush, you've got Matt Leiner, you've got Urban Meyer. I love Joel Klatt. I love
Brady
Quinn
from Dublin. Yeah.
Brady Quinn's from Dublin, no doubt. I like the lead broadcast crew that they have. They're going to be out there doing a lot of Ohio State football games this year. So I'm excited to see what that looks like. You know that they want to make a little bit of a run on the guys at ESPN. But Urban Meyer, he was doing a little appearance on The Herd. So this is from Fox, and he was talking about way back in the day. I just think it's so funny how you forget things. That's not all that funny because that's how time works. Something's that far in the past, you don't really think about it for too long. But we go back to when Urban Meyer picked Florida, right? Because we're always wondering here, as Ohio State fans, right? about what one other job was there. If there was one other job for Urban Meyer, what was it going to be out there?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, right? Place where he was earlier in his life as an assistant, a place that he had a lot of love for. He's been here at Ohio State in his home state now, so if he didn't really care about the NFL, I don't think there was any other job we were worried about more than the Fighting Irish, than Urban going to Notre Dame, and him really trying, like, there's a challenge, right? Notre Dame, that was one of the classic brands in all of college football, haven't been able to win a national championship. If I could take that, all the other guys that have tried and failed, Brian Kelly sniffed it a couple of times. Couldn't really do it. Could Urban take that over and win national championships at Notre Dame? I actually think, yes, he could. Like, proving what he's already proven, he could. But why did he not pick Notre Dame way back when, in 2005, when he had a chance to take that gig or Florida? And why he wound up picking Florida, this is what he said. Take a listen.
It was, we just finished undefeated season at Utah, and Florida came to see us. Jeremy Foley came to see us right after our last game against Brigham Young. And, you know, my wife had always wanted to live in the South. Florida, I kind of watched from afar. I was always a huge fan of Steve Spurrier. But I'm Irish Catholic. I grew up a Notre Dame fan. I spent 6 years there. My son was baptized at Notre Dame. We loved it there. And I just, you know, the bottom line in the coaching profession is you don't have time to build programs anymore. You better get it going right now. Ron Zook was a previous head coach of Florida. I evaluated the rosters the best I could, and I felt Florida had the better roster. You know, Ron Zook, like I said, tremendous recruiter. They had Chris Lee coming back. They had Chad Jackson, Bubba Caldwell. I did my homework, and I thought, you know what, you get one swing, and I think the best chance to win is going to be at the University of Florida.
Amazing to
me. He evaluated the roster.
He evaluated the rosters right there. Urban on Fox there. Fox is going to be his new gig with the show coming up, starting the day's college football events. Yeah, that to me, that just bled Kobe Bryant Mamba mentality. Like, looking inside, oh, I mean, Irish Catholic, son baptized there. Love Notre Dame. Would always have wanted to go there. But wife wanted to live down south, so okay, I'll go to Florida. I mean, they'd won a national championship, like you mentioned, Spurrier, but I guess Florida would have been one of the top two or three gigs in the conference because it was before Alabama really started to hit their rise. LSU was probably better, though.
Remember, at the time, Notre Dame's talent level was very, very down. I mean, there for a decade, Notre Dame's talent level was not what these other schools, including Florida's, was.
But Florida couldn't have been good because Ron Zook was just shown the door, right? I mean,
it didn't take Urban long to win a national title down there.
No, it didn't. And so he analyzed the roster.
The players were there. And he has, of all people, certainly got an eye for talent in Urban Meyer.
Yeah, he was 8-5, 8-5, 7-4, right? It's kind of like one of those deals where Doherty was that coach that was just falling all over himself at UNC. Remember when North Carolina basketball had single-digit wins? Talk about the world stopping, right? That can't happen. Get the hell out of here. Like, we got to go get Roy Williams. We got to pluck him out of Kansas. Get this situation fixed. Yeah, 8-5, 8-5, 7-4. So it's not like that was that great of a program when he took him over and he analyzed the roster that well. So, well, that's it. Better players right there. I think I can win faster. It's a business decision.
Well, and
right?
I'm sure the South and Shelley enjoying the South and Florida had a lot to do with it as well.
But the fact that he would pick that place over another classic brand like Notre Dame, that was
dream
also
job.
Their
yeah.
dream job, they were calling for you, right? I mean, talk about first choice. They went with Charlie Weiss after that.
How'd that work?
It's funny because Charlie was okay in the first 2 years. And right off the bat, they gave him a massive extension, and they paid for it. Oh, my.
Until Troy Smith, Ted Ginn, and the boys smoked their tail on Tempe.
They paid for that for so long.
They were still paying up about a year ago.
Yeah, and so was the Kansas Jayhawks. So were the Kansas Jayhawks, talking about Charlie Weiss right there. God, all the names that I heard in there, though, just looking back, reminiscing about how that happened, and Urban had the year off, and I think it just sort of is a little looking glass into how he looked at this situation. Like, yeah, wanted to come back to Ohio, wanted this gig, but I think it had to be sort of ready-made for him to come in. And even though, despite all the stories you'll hear about what the culture was like and how there was a lot of things he had to change, there were still really good players. John Simon, oh, doggone, one of the best guys I'll ever be around, right? Braxton Miller, a pretty good player, one of the best guys I'll ever be around. JT Barrett comes right in. I mean, the rest is history. It had to be set up for him for him to take that gig, I think.
And one more quick thing, Tim, about his work on TV with Fox. Interesting, and a story I read, how he, you know, he's viewing this as a major challenge for that group because clearly the morning ratings, people mostly are watching College Game Day, ESPN, and Urban.
Oh, it's huge.
And you know, that's, he's like, we gotta take it on, and we gotta get to their spot and to their level. It's a great challenge for them, and I know that Urban loves challenges.
I don't know if I've seen what their producers have been telling us just yet from any of these off-season hits with Urban Meyer about like how you're going to see a different guy, like you're going to see a new kind of guy. Are you a little intrigued by that? I'm intrigued by seeing our old coach opened up, crack the egg open a little bit more.
But I doubt that. I bet that there's an understanding that he's going to be put in a situation where he's not going to have to be overly controversial.
Well, I mean, he even addressed that. It's not like he doesn't think he has to go out and just criticizing a bunch of guys, but they're... You don't have to be controversial to be entertaining, right?
No question.
That's the thing. We're going to hire you. We're going to put you in a spot where you can be insightful, entertaining.
What would you do as a coach?
Again, like maybe show us like home Urban Meyer. We've heard you're a funny guy. You know, that show that side of you to the national audience right here and go and win something over the other guys. Yeah. All right. As Justin Fields is set to head into his first game his first game week as a bona fide starter, I saw something that certainly isn't an excuse or even a crutch, but an interesting fact about him. That's next. Matty Andrews sitting here tonight. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Helping you lower your at-work production.
Carpenter and Rothman.
Get back to work.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan. Ohio sports destination.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed. He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine. We feel great.
Can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus free home delivery on most beds. And Saturday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com.
Are you a smart mouth? Then you know Comfort Dental costs less with the same great care. Comfort Dental accepts all types of insurance. Ask about the Gold Plan for more savings. Make an appointment at Comfort Dental today. New patients are just $19, including exam and x-ray, a $185 value. Payment due at time of service. For dentist contact info, visit comfortdental.com. Services provided by a state-licensed general dentist. Comfort Dental. We'll be there when you need us.
When one thinks of the deli, the sunny shores of Waikiki don't typically come to mind. But Boar's Head is anything but typical. Introducing our new bold Aloha Sunshine Turkey. Sweet, savory, and dare we say, tropical. Coated in a savory pineapple-flavored glaze. It's a taste of Polynesian paradise right at your deli. Bon appetit, bon voyage, and of course, Aloha. Bold Aloha Sunshine Turkey. Available fresh from the deli and only from Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere.
You work hard. You know what it takes to succeed. Now it's time to launch your own business. Visit ExpressFranchising.com today. Express Employment Professionals will give you $25,000 to open your franchise. We're the number one staffing franchise in a multi-billion dollar industry. Mature Express offices average $6.4 million in annual sales. Take the $25,000 and run. Your own business. Get to know Express. Act now. Visit ExpressFranchising.com.
Do you feel that? The season is getting closer. Buckeye football comes your way in 8 days.
Sponsored by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers. Visit buyatoyota.com.
Your Ohio State flagship station. The Fan.
Hot under the collar? Call Care Heating and Cooling and we'll fix that fast. 1-800-COOLING.
Hi, I'm Rick Germain. And right now at Germain Lexus, we're hosting the Golden Opportunity Sales Event, and the incentives are fantastic. Lexus only has a few sales events each year, so it's a great time to take advantage of the best that Lexus has to offer. Right now, get great payments on our entire inventory and lease the 2019 UX for just $329 a month. You don't want to miss this golden opportunity. Get started at germainlexus.com. With approved credit, 36-month lease with 36-12 down, excludes official fees, taxes, and dealer charges, ends 9/3/19.
Explore Ohio's place in national sports history in Ohio, Champion of Sports, on exhibit at the Ohio History Center. Learn about the birth of the NFL and the MLB, the youngest woman to qualify for the Indy 500, and more. Visit ohiohistory.org/sports to buy your tickets today.
Signature Cabinetry wants to help you find the perfect granite countertops for your home. Let their expert staff customize your dream kitchen or bath today. Visit SignatureCabinetryInc.com.
Adina Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. Adina is leading the way in bringing state-of-the-art technology to our region, including robotic-assisted surgery and cutting-edge cancer treatment. It's all part of Adina's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at adina.org. Adina Health System, here for life.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
They didn't play in college, but they're really good at throwing those tiny rubber footballs. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
Rolling along here on the Buckeye Show. Got Maddie Andrews in for Beamer tonight. God, I just was looking at one of the pictures from Urban Meyer and his time at Notre Dame. What were those jackets back in the day? Remember they had like the big like V-necks? They were the windbreaker jackets with a V-neck. It's like Pro Player or something, or Logo Athletic. You remember those brands of jackets that we used to have?
Oh, I see it right there. It was a Champion or a Starter?
Champion and Starter. Yeah, one is a Champion.
That's a Champion.
That's a Champion.
V-neck.
I see the reverse angle of it now. And over here, I see he's got, boy, I wonder when the brands changed up. See, in this photo, Notre Dame's got the Champion. And then in this photo, he's wearing Starter.
It's a Starter,
pants.
Yeah.
Starter windbreaker pants. Man. God, you remember when you got your first Starter pullover coat?
I do. It was early 90s.
You were a nobody if you didn't have one of those. Didn't even matter what team. You just had to have one.
It was about that 93 year when the Buckeyes were co-champs, had to get a Marlon Kerner block field goal at Wisconsin to earn such a distinction.
Man.
Yeah.
And my mom and
were
dad.
Were you even born then?
I was born plenty early enough. My mom and dad both went to Purdue, so my Starter pullover jacket was a Boilermaker jacket. I seriously might have had the only one in existence. I'd never, even travels to Indiana, I'd never seen anyone with a Purdue Starter pullover jacket. Like that famous coat with a Boilermaker Pete on the back of it when
Purdue
I was like 7 years
yes.
old.
How many Purdue football games did you go to as a young lad?
I didn't go to any in West Lafayette.
You didn't go bang
that
big drum?
No. I remember us going to West Virginia to see a game.
A Purdue-West Virginia game.
A Purdue-West Virginia game. So we could probably look that up. That was in the mid-90s sometime. Mike Allstott, I think, had himself a day. That's what I remember about that.
Yeah, early to mid-90s, right?
Mike Allstott having himself a day.
Quite a fullback.
We're getting onto the Justin Fields era here. I had some more. I kind of like this. I found this on 24/7. It was from Barton Simmons. He's the director of scouting for 24/7 Sports. And I saw some quotes pulled from a podcast that he was doing, the Notorious Big Podcast. Big spelled like the Big Ten is spelled. Got it. And it was about Justin Fields' expectations. And he compares him in a way, or I should say doesn't compare him in a way, to Trevor Lawrence. And he says, quote, "I set the table because as we try to compare Justin to whoever else we want to compare him to, it's important to note that this is his 16th or 17th start of his life that's going to take place this year." Then he went on and said, compare that to Lawrence, who's heading into start, I think, 68 or 69. I think that's important to note. And I look at that two ways. Like, one, wow, that's fascinating.
It's fair. I think it's fair.
Fair how?
You've got
give him some time to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, fewer than 20 starts in his entire football playing career?
Yeah, there's that part of it. You could be on that side.
What do you have?
I could also be more on my side when I hear that number and say, because as I teased into it, I'm not using that as an excuse or as a crutch, but I think that's an interesting little, it just is what it is. That's right. A fact about his experience. And Trevor Lawrence has got way more of it. I could say, I don't really care about that. I see the talent that's going to be at your disposal. I've heard about the 5 stars. I've heard how great you are. I've heard all the hype about Justin Fields. And you won this job because you're good. And you've got to perform when you're the starting quarterback at The Ohio State University.
And to your point there, 16 starts or whatever the number is, 16, 17, 18, there's a reason he was a 5-star rated quarterback.
There was. And that isn't that fascinating?
It is.
How Trevor Lawrence was one of these, where'd we say he was from? Triple H? He's from a town in Georgia as well, Trevor, right?
Claretsville
or something like that. Trevor Lawrence, that means, and he didn't have the exact number, but hey, we'll take him at his word. This is the director of scouting for 24/7. He's been tracking all these guys. He would know. This guy, Trevor Lawrence, I mean, the big, tall, avatar-looking dude that he is, only he's not blue. He walks into a diner in Claretsville. He's 16 years old, and the Cherry Cokes just come flying across the counter. He just catches them and slings them back. Chocolate milk.
Here's
back
a
to the future.
Float.
Oh, baby. This dude would own the town. Wearing his Letterman jacket, driving his Grand Torino.
Blonde locks.
Can you touch that? Just showing his state championship ring. Yeah, with the flowing hair. Just imagine like how this dude was doing it in high school. And Justin Fields, that means he got in and started rocking and rolling as a starting quarterback, what, mid-junior year? And then junior to senior year? I never actually looked that far back into it to see what Justin Fields was as a younger guy, but not all recruits or not all high school football careers are created equally. I look at that and say, man, like with that many fewer starts, whatever the situation was, you rose up to be a recruit at the level right next to Trevor Lawrence?
What's
and
it
just
you,
that?
What's it say about his ability to run the ball and go get it or, you know, whichever position he was playing besides quarterback?
But that's the thing.
That's the point.
That's the thing, too, when you hear about, like, the one, you know, opening that he had where, remember, we even had Ryan Clark speaking about this, which I like to hear from guys like that who really are not in the business of looking at Ohio State things for their job. But then someone like that says, whoa, like, I can remember being at this thing. And not just Trevor Lawrence, but Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, they were just blowing me away. And Ryan actually said Justin Fields had the edge on him back then. And look what Trevor turned out to be last year for Clemson. So that kind of thing really excites me.
I'm excited to see his growth and maturation as a passer, not only as this year starts, but as he goes from week 1 to week 4 to week 8 to the end of the year. But I think he's just going to keep getting better and better working with all of the talented coaches Ohio State has on that offensive side of the ball in terms of his passing game.
I'm trying to find, in Justin Fields is from Kennesaw, Georgia. So you got both these kids from the same state. It's just wild, right? One of them had to, you know, they both stay like sort of in the same part of the country to play their college football, Clemson and Georgia. You could have easily seen with where those two programs are right now, where Georgia still is. I mean, they are part of that, what we talked about, that 6-team college football party that's just sort of running the show right there. I mean, Georgia, Clemson, Bama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, and
give Washington a little bit of
Washington
love.
Washington or Notre Dame.
A couple of, yeah.
Yeah, one of those guys right there. But I'm looking at Justin Fields, what he did in his last couple of years in high school football. As a junior, 12 games. So he had a little bit of an injury because I'm looking at his senior year and what he logged. He must have had a bit of an injury there because it's only showing 7 games played. He had 23 touchdown passes, 6 picks as a junior. He had 1,176 rushing yards, 15 touchdowns. Mm. That was the junior year. Senior year, in just 7 games, mind you, he had 18 touchdown passes, 2 picks, about 1,500 yards, and 920 yards on the ground and 13 touchdowns. Whew, man, I love looking at these guys' high school numbers, right? I mean, there isn't enough LED bulbs in the world that can track some of these numbers that these high school kids put up. Beanie Wells, used to love looking at his high school numbers. Good God.
They're still replacing light bulbs in Akron.
Right? There's not enough electricity out there to keep that thing going. Maddie Andrews is in tonight. It's going to be a Power 5 this evening. It's your idea. That's exactly right. We're going to log our picks to win each of the Power 5 conference. A little Y on top of that as well. That's next with the Power 5. It's the Buckeyes Show on The Fan.
You love sports. We love sports. You love the Buckeyes. We love the Buckeyes. You love your mom. We love your mom. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we're all about quality. We mix cane sauce in our restaurants every day. And our chicken is hand-battered and cooked to order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. And our lemonade is always freshly squeezed.
Love in the window.
And why do we do all this? Because it makes a difference. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Who can help you score a touchdown with your finances? How about our friends at Credit Union of Ohio? Whether you're looking to buy a new home or make upgrades like a finished basement to watch all the big games, their team of experts will help you get the funds you need. It's a great time to make those renovations you've been dreaming about. Credit Union of Ohio is your local mortgage lender. Learn more about their home loan options at cuofohio.org. That's cuofohio.org. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Come on over to Heartland.
Getting a mortgage? We take pride in providing the value and service you deserve in one of the most important transactions you'll ever have. Community banks have the most flexibility and the lowest rates. Now fact check that. I'm Scott McComb, CEO, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey Buckeye fans, AEP Energy is redefining the game with smart energy choices for your home or business. Take advantage of AEP Energy's renewable energy plans to protect the environment and protect your wallet from rising energy costs. Boundless choices, boundless commitment, boundless energy. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. That's aepenergy.com/OSU, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
Bishop and Laurinaitis expands to 3 hours starting Monday.
Starting Monday.
Adjust your life accordingly. Live and local from 9 a.m. to
9 a.m. to noon.
Presented by Window Nation.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. I'm sure, like a lot of you, one of the most satisfying parts of your day is falling asleep, hitting the sack, going to bed, however you phrase that. Also, if you're like me, you know you could be sleeping a little bit better, but you just can't bring yourself to go get a new bed for whatever reason. Well, Mattress Firm's Labor Day sale can solve that problem for you. They have an awesome way for you to upgrade your bed without upping your budget. It's the opposite, actually. During Mattress Firm's Labor Day sale, you can get a king mattress for the price of a queen or a queen mattress for a twin price. That's a savings of up to $600. That means huge savings and better sleep for you on your favorite brands, like Assertive Memory Foam Queen Mattress, now just $397. Yep, that's $100 off the original price when you pay that twin price for a queen. Also, when you spend just $499, you get a free adjustable base with it as well. Do not sleep on these deals. See what I did there? Get to your local Mattress Firm and get better sleep starting tonight with their Labor Day sale.
Valued at $315.
It's clearance time at Hugh White Honda during the Honda Summer Spectacular event. With approved credit, take advantage of Hugh White Honda's best lease offers of the year. Interest-free financing on select models and up to $1,000 over Black Book for your trade. Plus, at Hugh White Honda, get 2 years complimentary maintenance on every new Honda in stock. Lease or purchase a new Honda from Hugh White Honda and the first 2 years of service are on us. It's clearance time at Hugh White Honda. Hurry in for best selection. See it all at HughWhiteHonda.com.
Want to keep your car sparkling clean all summer long and not waste precious time and money doing it? With the Moo Moo Express Unlimited Wash Club membership, wash as often as you'd like at any 16 Central Ohio Moo location, starting at just $15.99 a month. or treat your car to the very best with a Creme de la Creme VIP wash package for just $32.99 a month. Wash just twice, and it pays for itself. Fast, fun, eco-friendly, and always free vacuums. For locations and hours, visit MumuCarWash.com today.
Visit 971thefan.com to vote in the fan poll.
Presented by Byers Imports by the airport.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. The best synchronized swimming you've ever seen in your life lives right here. Back to the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
All right, got my friend Matty Andrews sitting in for Beamer tonight. Triple H. Are you able to find me my Power 5 bed music while we chat?
Maybe.
Who's Fridaying now, buddy?
What do you want? What do you want to listen to? I mean, I'm the DJ. I'm the DJ. It's DJ Friday. I get you whatever you want. Just tell me.
This is amazing. This is amazing. We're gonna go back and forth for the next hour and 10 minutes. I can just feel it. You Power 5 me. I need my bed music. I need it. Good joke about the DJ. Yes, Maddie, there's a DJ coming to the shoe. To a shoe near you, there's going to be a DJ.
I prefer to biddle.
You prefer to biddle. Yes, they're still going to be there.
No,
I thought you were saying that you prefer Dave Biddle.
No.
That's honestly what I thought you just said to me.
Oh,
for some reason.
The DJ's going to be on the field, Tim.
The DJ's going to be on the field right at the 50-yard line.
And we're going to have all sorts of... Well,
songs.
Apparently, there's going to be a lot of music.
Tunes. Can we have the DJ in the middle of the block?
No, stop. I mean, I know you were being stopped.
Yeah, this is a joke. Like, right, it's not going to be in the block. No. What about before the game? That doesn't matter. During the game, he's not going
to
be in the block.
Talking to the wrong guy.
Don't worry about it. What do you mean?
I want to Biddle. I want more of the atmosphere.
I know you want Dave Biddle. He's going to be around. He's on Sundays.
He'll be
all
on
right?
Sunday.
On the money. 11-1.
Talking gambling.
Yeah, absolutely. He's on. Don't worry about it. He's going to be there. The thing that I was reading with the news there, with the features for 2019, I had this from Dan Hope and 11 Warriors. It says the shoe. It's going to have its own DJ playing the hits during football games this season. According to a release, the shoe will have a DJ that will be on the field level both pregame and during the game playing everyone's favorites to enhance the game day environment.
Everyone's favorites.
Everybody's favorites. Yeah.
That's a wide range in that stadium.
I mean, you're going to have Elvis and Johnny Cash.
Oh, you should have heard Keels coming up with some songs.
And the Beatles. And all the way up into this new era where we're going to have, you know, Panic at the Disco and Walk the Moon and maybe even some Wiz Khalifa for everybody out there. That's what we're going to have. It says other new features coming to the shoe are going to include a new assortment of concession items, free refills on all soft drinks. Bottomless sodas. Okay, that's not bad. 9 grab-and-go concession stands where fans can select their own items and pay at the kiosk, which has been added to, you know, several spots around the stadium. And we already heard about the expanded Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. Now, when will you believe that the expanded Wi-Fi is actually going to do its trick?
Oh, I'm prepared for it to do its trick a week from tomorrow.
Do you use that Wi-Fi?
No.
What do you do down there?
My phone dies before halftime, so it doesn't matter.
You don't do anything?
No, I just, unless it's from Masick from above. Normally he's communicating in my headset, but I'll have my phone on me in case he needs to get hold of me if we have something technically.
I wonder if there's going to be an ability to keep the phones powered up better by having... better Wi-Fi.
Probably.
Should be a byproduct of it, but it's one of those things. When I'm in a stadium packed with 107,000 people, I kind of understand that I'm not going to have the best cell phone coverage in the world. That's just something that I, as a person, I can be ready for that. I can understand.
I could be ready to leave my cell phone in the car, too.
It says the shoe is going to have an official capacity of 102,780 this year, a slight increase. Slight increase from last year when it actually went down from 104.944 to 102.82. All right, so Hayden, got the Power Five? This is unbelievable. I get why you played it. It's totally off the rails right now. So
I like it.
Welcome to the crazy train. And it's your Buckeye Show Power Five. This is just what's happened now. Late 6 o'clock hour.
Let it roll.
On the last Friday before college football.
Wait until he's fighting for high school football for you in a couple weeks.
Yeah. This is, we got to get it out now. We got to get it out now because the preseason is coming to an end and the real season is starting next week. So this is where it happens. So what are we doing here, Maddie? For all of the Power Five conferences, we're giving you our pick. It's the Power Five, Power Five.
Power Five.
We're logging our pick. Who's going to win each of the Power Five conferences? So we start with the Pac-12. What have you got?
Washington repeating for me as the conference champion.
Washington repeating.
The Huskies, I like Chris Peterson. I like that coaching staff. I think they've got a great quarterback, and they're going to repeat in the Pac-12. But you're a little different there, right?
I'm going with my guys in Salt Lake City. I'm going with the Utah Utes, baby. As they say, meet me in the muss. Trust me, that's something they say there. We don't know what it means. They got Tyler Huntley, a quarterback. Zach Moss is one of the better running backs out in the Pac-12 there. Jalen Johnson, this guy's a stud at cornerback. They lost 10-3 in a defensive struggle to Washington in the Pac-12 championship. I think they're getting over the hump. I think they're winning that thing this year.
That's probably the only pick that's going to differ for us. Out of the Big 12, I've got Texas.
I went Texas,
with Sam Ellinger at quarterback. I think they're finally going to get it done.
Why are we not going Oklahoma here? Jalen Hurts is such an exciting transfer story in college football. He won the job there, too. Lincoln Riley working with Jalen Hurts. You'd think that would be great, but something about it, I'm giving the edge to Sam Ellinger and this the one big body receiver they have, Colin Johnson.
Johnson, yeah.
6'6", 220 pounds. He's a Biletnikoff candidate, too.
We'll save the Big Ten for last. How about that?
Yeah, yeah, but we both have Texas. Yeah. There we go.
Who do you have in the SEC, Tim?
I mean, are you going to take?
You got to take Bama,
go to Georgia.
Right? No,
that's the only other choice, right?
I'm taking Bama.
I got to go. You got to go Alabama.
Yeah,
you have to go Bama.
Now Georgia, I think Georgia will be right there, and that'll probably be their opponent in the SEC championship game. But give me the Roll Tide.
Are you going to pick anybody else other than Clemson in the ACC?
And I think that will be a runaway.
That one isn't even close.
It's not even a competitive league.
Syracuse is the other team that is ranked in the ACC right now. So who's winning the Big Ten?
I got the Bucks. Three-peat.
Got to go Ohio State.
I think so.
I mean, look, was there a doubt? It's the Buckeye Show, for God's sake.
Michigan State is a sleeper to me.
It's a good pick.
And until Michigan can do it, I can't pick them. And I think Ohio State's better than Michigan. So, plus, it's the Buckeye Show.
Oh, they're just up there whining about recruiting and the SEC's cheating.
Was it Charles Woodson today?
Yeah, he picked him?
No, just
picked him to win it all, right?
Let him salivate. Let him continue to think. Just let him continue to think.
Well,
the Buckeyes have an 8% chance of winning the Big Ten, according to whatever index. I got the Bucks.
I thought that was going to be a whole lot more exhilarating than it was. But like as we went through that, it was just like Clemson and Bama and Ohio State and Texas.
Pac-12 was our only difference.
And Utah for the Pac-12.
So do you think that as the Big Ten champ, the Buckeyes get in the playoff?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'm going to put Ohio State in the playoff.
Say it like it's a given. The last 2 years it didn't happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. It didn't. But this time it will.
Okay.
This time the world will right itself. And now I'm like saying things that I didn't even plan on having to say. Now Ohio State's winning the national championship.
You think they are?
Yeah. Just had to say it.
Okay.
We're just saying things now. So Ohio State's winning the title. They're out with it. Championship season.
Wow.
There it was, 6:58 on a Friday night in the segment that went completely off the rails. That's what happens.
Crazy train.
All right, so coming up next, I'll tell you what, me right here, right now,
you
first season, I'm a proud season ticket holder for Buckeye basketball.
Oh, we're going to hoops.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I'm as excited as ever to see the full schedule released. Non-conference, Big Ten alike. We'll help you navigate it, tell you the bright spots, lulls, gauntlet runs, all of it. That's next. Matty Andrews in for Beamer. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Need your fantasy football itch scratched? Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas host On The Money, Sunday mornings at 11.
Presented by Peak Performance for Men.
The Fan.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP Experience at ohiostate4miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit ohiostatefourmiler.com for more info, and we'll see you in the shoe.
Celebrating its 25th year, BBB's Torch Award for Ethics shines a spotlight on businesses and organizations that exemplify trust in our community. If you are a business leader whose organization promotes high character standards, we encourage you to apply for the 2019 Torch Award for Ethics. For more information on the entry process, to nominate a company, or to join us at our 25th anniversary event, please visit bbbtorchaward.com.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
Honda's Summer Spectacular event is on, and every new Honda is on sale.
Honda, I like it!
Well-qualified buyers can save thousands today with 1.9% APR financing on the 2019 Honda Pilot, with seating for up to eight. Every new Pilot is on sale, and you'll save thousands with 1.9% APR financing during the Summer Spectacular event at your Central Ohio Honda dealers.
See dealer for financing details. Offer ends September 3rd, 2019.
Don't sweat it. Call Cure Heating and Cooling, and we'll fix your air conditioner fast. 1-800-COOLING.
Hi, BuckeyeExtra.com voiceover guy here to let you know that our Ohio State football beat writers Bill Rabinowitz and Joey Kaufman wanted to do this commercial, but apparently they're busy this time of year. Not sure I buy it, so I'm going to go see what they're up to right now at BuckeyeXtra.com.
Signature Cabinetry wants to help you find the perfect granite countertops for your home. Let their expert staff customize your dream kitchen or bath today. Visit SignatureCabinetryInc.com.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping, you do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus. The Fan. A show that always knows how many days till the game. Back to the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
All right, hour number two of the Buckeye Show. Last hour of the week. Matty Andrews sitting in for Beamer tonight. So we are looking at the college basketball schedule, the Ohio State Buckeyes' full college basketball schedule. Yes, as I said back there, I purchased a season ticket.
Good for you. Just one?
No, two.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I got two.
Can I ask where you're sitting?
It's the flex plan.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so we're going to sit all over the place.
Jack will
love it. I'll let you know how it goes. I'm curious
myself.
Are
you sure you won't be working those nights?
Well, there's some that I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, I'll just give the ticket to the wife, and hopefully knee's doing better, and they can go and stay out late on some school nights because it's basketball, baby.
How good is this Buckeye men's hoops team going
to
be?
It's good. It's good. It needs to be good. I actually was asked a really good question on Twitter earlier this hour. Get at us, guys, at the Buckeye Show on Twitter. Communicate with us there. And somebody threw one. Brian asked, who do you have higher expectations for in 2019-2020, Ryan Day or the Holtman? I said, thank you for using the Chris Holtman's nickname, by the way. Thank you. And you know what? It's I'd never thought of that question. I'd never really thought of it that way. But it's getting closer. It's getting a lot closer for me. It's still got to be Ryan Day in my book because the football program just won a championship. It just won a conference championship.
Back
and
back.
It's won two in a row. Yeah. And it's had two straight one-loss seasons and two straight years where you are knocking down the door on the college football playoffs. So that's why. And the cupboard is full. And I wrote this to Brian on Twitter and said this there. Cupboard's full. You've got all the talent in the world. You got Justin Fields transferring in. It's not like I'm saying there's no expectations for Chris Holman. It was just the question, who's got more? So I side with Ryan Day. You agree with me there?
Yeah, but the cupboard is filling for the Hope Man.
Sure is.
That's a team that after this year will, I think, have some extremely, extremely lofty expectations and goals and probably realistic in all regards regarding the Buckeyes' soon-to-be third-year men's coach.
Maybe the cupboard is full right now for the Holt man. He just has to... Some of the things in the
cupboard.
They're ingredients. They haven't actually been cooked or baked yet.
To steal a Clark Kelloggism, just kind of pour them in the pan.
Yeah.
Mix them all up.
Yeah, like maybe we just have like some extract and some things and like some cinnamon and sugar and all that. We actually have to like combine these ingredients that we have in our cupboard.
Get the mixer out.
Yeah, mix it up and
add
then
an
bring
egg.
The team.
Yeah.
Because we got a lot. I think we look 2 years later and the nucleus that's here, or even, maybe even next year. Because I think Caleb Wesson, I've just got a hunch. I know we go round and around and around on Caleb Wesson and what he's going to be. And I think Andy Katz had that list for NCAA.com maybe a month or so ago.
They're making lists for hoops.
Well, they were making lists for hoops, yeah. And he had Caleb as like one of the best 15 players in America. And I know a lot of people... I know Negative Bone was on that one. Like, I have a hunch that Caleb Wesson is going to be awesome this year. Like, I believe in him. I think he has dedicated himself again this offseason to slimming down more than he did between his freshman and sophomore season. And I think we got a great 4-year player here with Caleb, and I'm excited about it for this year and for another year to have a team stay together for a bit, which you just don't get to see a lot in college basketball. So you looking at the schedule right now?
This schedule is incredible. And the league schedule came out today for the men and the women. And I don't know, Tim. I see roughly 10 to a dozen prospective NCAA teams on this Ohio State men's schedule. I mean, we obviously know about the non-conference. To me, the big question was, when will the conference games be in December?
Rip them off who you've got as the tournament teams. I'm just curious.
Well, and again, I may
start with some of the obvious ones. Yeah.
Cincinnati, Villanova. I figure one of these mid-majors will be. I'm not sure who. North Carolina. You've got Kentucky, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Maryland, Indiana, maybe. Nebraska was a bubble. Who else we have here? Michigan, Purdue. We said Maryland already. Michigan State.
That's a lot.
And
a lot of ranked.
And
the repeat teams, too. We're going to have a lot of ranked teams in the Big Ten.
To me, on the schedule, the big questions were, what are the games in December within the league? The answers are home game on Big Ten Football Championship Saturday, December the 7th, with Penn State coming to Columbus. And then, remember, the first couple of years they did this, they went like a Saturday Monday or a Saturday Tuesday. Well, instead, the Buckeyes wait a week and play on Sunday, December 15th at Minnesota, their other December Big Ten game, and then they don't start league play, or they don't resume league play again until the Friday night here in January against Wisconsin. There's a few more home weekend games than normal, especially the last couple of years, but look at the last three now. You got Michigan, Illinois at home, going to Michigan State to end the regular season on March the 8th.
So we start with little pockets in the schedule that just pop off the page that are interesting. You've got the Cincinnati home opener front and center, number one. The exhibition game, like you said, in October, and then Cincy November 6th. That's just awesome. I mean, starting the season against the Bearcats at home, like you did last year, and you got that win, and what a huge, huge win that was to propel yourselves off to a good start. Then Villanova is coming to the shot as well. That's only a week later, the very next Wednesday. So, wow, what a 1-2 punch. You got UMass Lowell and Stetson sandwiched around those games. Cincy and Villanova, two of your first three games of the season at home. Then you get into the, I'm going to start this at Wednesday, December 4th, and I'm going to take it all the way to Saturday, January 11th. So that is more than a month we're talking. More than a month. I'm looking at this gauntlet run that has North Carolina at the Dean Dome, right? Then you start Big Ten play. Like you said, championship Saturday for football. Basketball team hosting Penn State. Then you go to the barn up at Minnesota. Then you got a Southeast Missouri State. Okay, whatever. Then Kentucky and Vegas. Then you have West Virginia. Kentucky's right before Christmas. West Virginia at the land right after Christmas. Then you got Wisconsin at home. Maryland on the road. Maryland's a top 10 team, everybody. A top 10 team.
They're going to be good.
Indiana on the road on January 11th. That is one gauntlet stretch of basketball.
Sure is.
Whoa, my God. But, man, is that going to be fun? Because we got a team that should be able to win every game it goes into.
The first three in February, Indiana home at Michigan, and then at Wisconsin over an eight-day span.
Indiana at home, first day of February, Michigan, Wisconsin.
Middle yeah. February, Purdue at home, 15th. 20th February at Iowa, followed by the 23rd, a Sunday at home with Maryland. That's quite a three-game stretch there.
Yeah, Purdue, Iowa, Maryland, Nebraska on the road. I mean, you just keep that string going. I mean, you go from Purdue at home, Iowa on the road, Maryland at home, Nebraska on the road is never any cupcake kind of game. Michigan at home, Illinois at home, the Illini are set to be a little bit better, and then Michigan State. I mean, you just go from February 15th all the way to the end of the season to March 8th.
The Big Ten tournament is in Indianapolis this year for the men, March 11th through the 15th.
Yeah, TV times and designations have yet to be announced for this one. You can tell the North Carolina Big Ten ACC Challenge. That will be on ESPN, though.
Can I give a quick shout-out for the OSU women?
Yeah,
their schedule came out as well today as well. League schedule, the non-conference was already released, but they'll open conference play Saturday, December 28th, home with Purdue. We go New Year's Eve to the barn in Minneapolis. Super Bowl Sunday, we're on the road as well. And Nebraska, in other words, set the DVR.
Super Bowl Sunday. What time?
Well, that's to be announced as well.
What time do you think it's going to be?
Last year we played, I think, a
two-ish?
A 2 o'clock game at Evanston, so it was maybe 3.
And then you were traveling during the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
So you missed the whole thing?
The first play I heard on the radio was the first touchdown of the game. Remember late was the Patriots scoring a touchdown finally to basically put the Super Bowl away.
To ice it, right? What was the final? Was it a 10-3 game or 13-3 or 13-6?
13-3.
At one point it was
13-3. Tom Brady just out there winning 13-3 Super Bowls.
The OSU women are going to be much more talented this year. Should be a fun year for them as well.
Very excited. Yeah. Buckeye women's basketball, Buckeye men's basketball with the whole entire schedule set. I'm telling you, man, I've never been more excited. I've never been more excited going into a basketball season. I plan to talk an awful lot about that, chronicle the whole darn thing all year long, because there's not going to be a game at that place that I'm going to miss. On purpose.
And you'll be, I'm assuming, at the St. John Arena game, right? Is that the Kent State game?
Kent State game. Yeah.
The Monday after?
I feel like I missed that one.
You did. You didn't
mention
it.
The Ohio State Classic.
The Monday of Michigan week.
That's right.
November the 25th, Kent State. And then the Buckeyes also play on the Friday of Michigan week at home, Value City Arena, against Morgan State. So that'll be a nice little, I'm sure, Paul Keel's commute road trip from Columbus to Ann Arbor the night before.
That will be nice.
Yeah.
That will be nice. Do you have the Buckeyes grabbing both the Cincinnati and Villanova games?
I have them grabbing the Cincinnati game.
You have them grabbing the Cincinnati game, not the Villanova game?
I don't know enough about what Villanova returns.
They're good. They're really good.
Well, we'll learn a lot about this team 3 games in, won't we?
I think we're good enough to beat Villanova on our home court, though. with our core coming back and with our freshmen. I'm going to have us winning that game. I like that it's that early. I like being able to catch some teams before they get, you know, a good, you know, 5, 6, 7 games under their belt, especially when we're the home team, because both teams, you could say that for us too. That's why I like having the home court advantage for that one against Cincinnati and against Villanova. Okay. And then I think we might be just ready enough to go to the Dean Dome, to go to North Carolina to see how that thing goes. Oh, it's going to be fun.
Of the following five, how many do they win? Cincinnati at home, Villanova at home, at Carolina, North Carolina, neutral floor games with Kentucky and West Virginia. How many of those five do they win?
Give them three. Three of the five.
I was going to say three.
Yep. Four.
You got them to four?
Four.
Talk yourself into a fifth. They'll be fine with it.
Five.
Four.
All of them.
Three.
No. Four.
Four. Four. We'll go with four. Four.
That's it. Four. Final answer. Go get them. Go get them, guys. Go Bucks. Bucks are hot. I know that's a baseball term, but we could take it for
the
for
Bucks got too. Hot.
They did get hot. This Buckeye team is going to get hot, too. All right. I actually wrote this earlier, so I had to change the T's on the fly because you're not an assistant coach. Anthony Schlegel was an assistant coach. Were you ever an assistant coach at anything?
No.
No?
No.
Not even for, like, youth sports or anything?
No, I was.
Well, there you
there
go.
There you go.
This guy that I'm sitting right next to was an assistant coach. I thought we could take a look at all the assistants on this Ohio State football staff right now, rank which ones we'd want to play for the most. Let's do that next. Matty Andrews, an assistant coach, is sitting in for Beamer tonight. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Buckeyes, Blue Jackets, the NFL, and fat weird guys talking about eating people.
I'm hungry. Is it time to eat?
It's all on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, in partnership with Ohio State Athletics, is pleased to launch the Scarlet and Gray Business Network. This program supports the Ohio small business community and associates your business with one of the strongest brands in college athletics, the Ohio State Buckeyes. To learn more or to join the Scarlet and Gray Business Network, visit sgbnetwork.com. Presented by the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, digital marketing for your business.
Toyota's national clearance event is on. Now through September 3rd, lease an all-new, greater-than-ever 2020 Corolla LE for just $169 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details. Or get any new built-in-the-USA 2019 Camry with $1,500 cash back. For all Toyota offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
For over 30 years, Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse has been serving Columbus with the finest award-winning thick-cut aged steaks. Consistently voted Columbus's best steakhouse, Hyde Park is also rated excellent by Zagat Guide as one of the top steakhouses in the country. Enjoy happy hour cocktails Monday through Friday with bar plates starting at $5. Located in Upper Arlington, downtown, and Dublin, Hyde Park can accommodate events for groups of 6 to 300. Hyde Park knows Buckeye fans demand the best. That's why they're a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Adina Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. At Adina's new ER in Chillicothe, we're using state-of-the-art technology to change the face of emergency care in the region. It's all part of Adina's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at adina.org. Adina Health System, here for life.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
Come on over to Heartland.
As Central Ohio's Community Bank, we're proud to foster long-lasting relationships while enhancing the lives of those who live, work, and play in the communities we serve. Now we're a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you wake up on Saturday morning and think to yourself, I miss those two dumb radio idiots, we've got you covered. Common Man and T-Bone Weekend, Saturday mornings at 10.
Presented by Kevin Kurgis and sponsored by Comfort Dental.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
They keep your car forever, they're not honest, and they don't call you back when they say they will. Was that your last experience at a repair shop? Hi, I'm Eric Raber, owner of ER Auto Care. We service all American, Asian, and European vehicles, plus light-duty trucks, with quality that beats the dealer and without dealer pricing. At ER Auto Care, we'll give you a free inspection with an estimate at every visit. No high-pressure sales tactics. ER gives you a 3-year nationwide warranty and a free loaner car at every visit. If you're disgusted with auto repair companies, call 614-363-0509. We've been repairing vehicles since 2007, and we'd love to be your shop. ER Auto Care, 20 minutes west of Columbus at 8005 Lafayette Plain City Road in Plain City, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and on the web at erautocare.com. That's erautocare.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Labor Day sale at Mattress Firm. Get a king mattress for the price of a queen and a queen for the price of a twin for savings of up to $600. Take home your new Beautyrest queen mattress for the twin price of just $499, plus a free adjustable base. Visit mattressfirm.com or a store near you to find your perfect bed. Hurry in for the best deal of the season at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
The Buckeyes Show is presented by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit ColumbusMitsu.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Two men with very bad facial hair. I'm talking scary bad hair. The Buckeyes Show on The Fan.
All right, moving right along with The Buckeyes Show. Hour number two on a Friday night. Last week, where we're not in an Ohio State game week. Was that a little dinger for the Reds?
That was a keno again.
Was that a keno?
A keno again.
Oh,
first pitch.
God.
Straightaway center. 1-0 Red Legs in the Brawl Bowl in Pittsburgh.
Yes, right? We've got the Pirates and the Reds as they are wearing the pearl whites.
Those are sharp.
Oh, my God. There isn't a thing on those uniforms that aren't white. What era is that?
Going to auction those off for some money?
Boy, what era is that one paying homage to?
I don't know.
That's what this is all about,
well,
right?
The Pirates are doing this. The Pirates have a similar throwback on as well. Reds uniforms tonight are sweet.
Because the Reds have been doing this thing all year. How about the sleeveless? Did you love what they did with the sleeveless? I thought that was hilarious. So Aquino, fastest. Oh, they just took the graphic away. I think that was just his 12th, right?
It's 12. Fastest to 12.
I just wanted to make sure that I didn't miss one, that I didn't miss one along the way, because if you sleep on this dude for one game, another one could be leaving. Oh, that was cool. Right when we come back 12, onto the air.
12 and 68 at bats. 12 homers, 68 ABs.
I'm pretty sure he was, what does it matter? I mean, he was already the fastest ever to get to what, like 10?
It was 10.
Get to 9, and I think it was to 9 also. 10. 9 and 10, and probably 11, and probably 12, too, but I just missed the graphic. So, great for him. Boy, Aquino, just unbelievable for Cincinnati. 1-0, Maddie's guys leading the Pirates right now in the second inning, so there you go. All right, so, talking about these assistant coaches for Ohio State, you got to love the complexion and the makeup of this staff. I'd say, like, front and center, the fact that you brought two guys from the team up north. That's just, it's unheard of, right? It's just unique. I feel much better about it being on the receiving end. Of course, like, I will side with Michigan being bent out of shape about guys going from one side of the rivalry to the other side, but it's like I wasn't going to hate Andrew Dokic leaving the bad guys, coming over here and bringing some heart and soul into the basketball team. Might have felt weird about it the first time I saw that news, but now that Dokic took the edge off of it, I think it's okay that I've seen Madison and Al Washington, who's got some Columbus roots, right?
Absolutely.
Come on over here. Tell us some secrets of what's not been going on up there.
What Ryan Day did with the defensive staff and the turnover and his ability to basically immediately, aside from Larry Johnson, completely bring in a whole set of new assistants for the defensive side of the ball, probably the most impressive thing that we've seen, certainly from him to this point, in making those changes and knowing he had to make those changes, and he did. And yeah, there's a lot of guys on that defensive staff, on that offensive staff that some have already been coaches, some have been head coaches, and some certainly will become head coaches.
Larry Johnson, Greg Madison, Jeff Hafley, Al Washington, Tony Alford, Brian Hartline, Coach Stud, the offensive line coach, just an all-name team guy right there. Kevin Wilson, who's been here, been around college football. Mike Yurcich, who is an uptick, hot young coach as well. I think that he's one we can get to. Matt Barnes, the new special teams coach. And then those are the official assistant coaches. And, of course, to have your body by Marotti. I mean, maybe Coach Mickey Marotti is the one that I would want to be around the most, the guy I'd want to play for the most, even though he's not one of the official assistant coaches. To me, he's kind of like that.
He's like the head
director
coach.
Of football, assistant AD, like a right-hand man. Aside from Mark Pantone, you got Mickey Marotti, who kind of runs that thing, the strength and conditioning program. You're talking vital cogs.
Well, and let's not forget about the GAs and the quality control guys. I mean, that's the thing that, you know, when you're with these guys and you're down amongst them and you see them in the booth and all the people behind the scenes and that are important, not only as graduate assistants and quality control guys, but vital to the actual paid assistants on that staff.
Quality control is just such a cool sounding job title.
Isn't
I'd like
it?
To have like a spot in quality control at some place. Like that feels important.
Which Buckeye assistant would you most want to play for?
You know, I thought a lot about this, and you know, we saw that passionate speech. And I love how Ohio State's social media pages are really good at putting this stuff out there now, where you'll get like just a random practice speech from Larry Johnson, one of the veteran guys, one of the more respected assistant coaches in the country. I mean, you had a guy like Zach Harrison, you know, commit to Ohio State, and the superlatives that he was throwing out there about Coach J, you know, and the way they're using this guy's nickname as recruits on the trail, it really, really does go a long way, you know, when you talk about the relationships that this guy is about building. You know, how Nick Bosa was crying, you know, thinking that he let him down and all that, and it was just, you know, we got to see a piece of that, right? And it's like, no, like, come on, stop it. You know, that's not how this is. It's not how it's going. What you and your brother have done for this program, we can never give it back. You know, he seems like one is right up at the top of the list. He might be my 1B because there's another guy I'm also thinking about that's a bit newer.
To your point, Coach J, as they call him, and when I was over there getting player sound, defensive player sound, they were talking about him. And I kept thinking, why are all these defensive guys talking about Coach Day? You know, I didn't put two and two together that they were referring to Coach J and not Coach Day, but clearly they were calling him that. I got LJ at number one. I've got my guy at number two is Coach Tadrawa, who's a fellow Reds fan. We've had some discussions
Coach
on that.
Stud.
Coach Stud likes the Red Legs, and I'd like to play for Tony Alford, I think. Always enjoyed talking to him.
Yeah, I'd put Tony Alford, you know, I actually was just looking at some things because we had the Demario McCall discussion that came up late this week. So I can play some Tony Alford for you here in a bit when I finish this. But Brian Hartline for me has shot up that list.
Good call.
He's three. He's three for me. Larry Johnson, two.
Who's number one?
Jeff Hafley is number one for me. Jeff Hafley, the new secondary coach, but already a co-defensive coordinator. I look at where this guy has come from, And I look at how he is just, he has been a grinder, and he started at something called Worcester Polytech back in 2001. I love seeing Sean McVay, like from where he was right out of, I think, Miami of Ohio. Is that where Sean McVay was when I was watching this on Hard Knocks? And now he got his spot with, which would make sense because Gruden's got some Ohio ties, and he got his shot with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He looked like a kid. He looked like Hayden, like Triple H back there. And then all of a sudden he's the head coach of the Rams in just 10 or 12 years. I look at Jeff Hafley and how he has just climbed the ranks in college football to where he was at Pitt with Wani, with Dave Wannstedt in the mid-2000s. Goes from this Worcester Polytech to Albany to Pittsburgh. Then he gets a shot there with Rutgers in 2011. Then he's with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, just following right after Sean McVay. Hot up-and-coming coach, just like him, right? Then with the Browns, Niners, gets the NFL experience, has, you know, tried a little bit from both. I just look at this as being a guy that has a good blend, college football, NFL experience, coming back to big-time major college football, where if I'm the kind of guy that's talented enough to play at Ohio State, I just really gravitate towards that.
I'm impressed because you're reading the book. The book being, you've not seen the guy coach one play here, and you're ready to play for him.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Isn't that? I think that's really, really amazing that I've been able to see enough. I've been out there to the facility a couple times and just been near him while he's just talking ball. Everything that he says and the way that he's saying it about what they're doing with this defense, about how the thing that he said the other day about not getting these guys to worry so much about the NFL right now, to enjoy your time in college football right now while you have it, because it's going to be some of the best times of your life. The relationships you build here, what this community is going to mean to you. I thought that was great.
Al Washington put on a clinic around reporters in terms of talking with the media two nights ago. It was very, very impressive.
Since we were talking about that, I got a ton of sound in here from the assistant coaches from practice this week. We didn't really talk about Demarion McCall and the backup running back situation and how crucial that is. I'll give that to you and some interesting comments from Tony Alford about something that J.K. Dobbins said this offseason that kind of made people's eyes pop out of their heads. So we'll give you some of that. Matty Andrews, he's in for Beamer tonight. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Buckeye Roundtable. Game breakdowns, opponent previews, and interviews you won't hear anywhere else.
Monday night at 6.
The Fan.
It's Window Nation's anniversary sales event. Now, this event can only happen once a year, so Window Nation is pulling out all of the stops. 60% off any style window. You heard that right. 60%. Plus, get 0% interest for 60 months. That's 60 months, same as cash payments. Why? Because they love their customers. I've met the owners, Harley and Aaron. Great guys. They're my guys. They've been in the business over 20 years. Since Window Nation first opened, they've had the pleasure installing over 450,000 windows in over 80,000 beautiful homes, saving families over $40 million in energy bills. So they thank you for your business, for over 10,000 positive online reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. It's their anniversary, but it's you, the fan listeners, who keep them going year in and year out by putting your trust in them. Hurry, this is a limited time offer that ends this week, and their teams will be working overtime to keep up with the demand. Call 866-90-NATION now or visit windownation.com for a free in-home estimate. And tell them Bo Bishop sent you.
The Jeep Labor Day sales event is happening now. So before you fire up the grill, start new adventures with Jeep Wrangler, 2019 Motor Trend SUV of the Year. Jeep Cherokee with up to 31 mpg highway, Jeep Compass and its available panoramic dual-pane sunroof, and Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. Hurry in for an additional $1,000 bonus cash on most models at the Jeep Labor Day sales event. Or well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Compass Limited 4x4 for $249 a month for 36 months with $2,384 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. See dealer for details. EPA estimated 4-cylinder front-wheel drive. Actual mileage may vary. Grand Cherokee has received more awards in its lifetime than any other SUV. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for lease details. Requires due to contribution, lease of Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each model for 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 9-3. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
It's never too early to plan your fantasy football league. Join the fan at the Ultimate Fantasy Football Draft Party at Hollywood Casino Columbus on Saturday, August 24th. Sign up at 971thefan.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966 for help. Must be 21 or older to enter.
I'm Mike Schettinger with Schettinger Funeral and Cremation Service. Anyone who has been to a funeral recently knows that the event is so much different than it was just a few years ago. Simply stated, today's funeral is truly a memorable celebration of a life we have loved and lost. A respectful farewell today includes webcasting, memory boards, video tributes, and now our new Capstone Memory Maker, a touchscreen video recording kiosk that captures condolences, stories, and memories from family and friends. The Memory Maker provides a loving tribute that will last for generations and is exclusively provided by Schettinger at our neighborhood chapels. An easy-to-use touchscreen creates a keepsake video for family and friends, recalling the life and memories of a loved one. So many of our families today are telling us how much they appreciate the Memory Maker and the treasured experiences being shared. Log on to Schettinger.com and let us help create a healing experience for your family.
Worthy of your trust, Schettinger.
At the James, we know there's no such thing as routine prostate cancer. That's why we bring together experts from a variety of disciplines to analyze your cancer at the genetic level. This approach results in advanced targeted treatments and minimally invasive surgeries, leading to better outcomes, fewer side effects, and more hope. At the James, we go beyond the routine to prevent, detect, treat, and cure your prostate cancer. To learn more, call 1-800-293-5066.
We believe in food.
Grown in the fields of Ohio.
In clean air and water.
And in preserving farmland forever.
We believe in opportunities for the next generation.
For nearly 100 years,
Ohio Farm Bureau has been bringing people together.
Join us in the journey.
Together.
Together.
Together with farmers.
Visit togetherwithfarmers.org.
Failed student play-by-play voices? Check. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
No Beamer tonight. Got my friend Maddie Andrews in here. We're coming down the backstretch.
No!
It's not the last segment. It's not the last segment.
Well, we're at the top of the stretch.
No, we're coming down the backstretch.
You're heading...
We'll be on the homes. We're going to make the turn... And we're going to be coming down
the
home stretch.
The backstretch would indicate you've just passed the halfway point. We're at the final quarter pole, man. Heading for the weekend, working for the weekend.
Damn it.
It's all right. Go ahead.
So we're at turn number four, if we're in NASCAR, right?
Yes. That's good.
We're gonna call the entire show one lap. That's, I guess, what we're doing. That's a pretty slow lap, right?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Oh, Browns Buccaneers. Good call. Maddie's just working the TV in here, but you screwed up the other one.
No.
That's the other one's up. That's what you messed up. These TVs, they conflict with each other.
Try turning them on.
Oh, you just went to he just went to standard def. He tried to get the Browns game on,
and then
he lost the high def for the Reds Pirates.
And I did.
All right, now we're good. All right, we're good, everybody. We got our TVs situated. My horse racing terminology. Not quite there. Quarter pole.
And in
the last segment, we'll be at the home stretch. We're coming down the home stretch.
The quarter pole means the race has just started. See, then you just need to move on.
You said quarter pole.
I said we're at the top of the stretch.
We're at the top. You just said quarter pole. The three quarter pole. The three quarter pole. That's what we're at.
Got about an eighth to go. Go ahead.
Owner of many show ponies. Maddie Andrews.
I heard there's a nice little jingle coming up. Go ahead.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Let me give you some of Tony Alford while we're talking about the running back situation, the competition for the backup running back spot. Here we go.
Well, it's been a healthy competition. I mean, and if you sat in those meeting rooms, it'd be, you know, it's kind of neat to watch how DeMario and JK helped the younger players. Help them through a transition. Listen, every single day during training camp was new for Steel Chambers. Every day is a new day. It's an eye-opening experience for him because he's never done it. And from day to day, and even for Marcus, you know, he's never been through a college training camp. And one of the things we talked about, and Steel, we were kind of laughing about it, he had made comment. He's like, man, this, I'm tired. It's 13 hours of straight football every single day. And the older guys started laughing because they're used to that. And so it's not new to them. And one thing they've done a great job in the room is helping the young guys understand the expectations. They've helped the young guys understand how you go about your business every day. The importance of taking care of your body. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to actually have to go do it.
Well, it's, you know, part of the thing that we already know is that DeMario McCall was, he was basically awarded the backup running back position. What was said a couple days ago is if the season started today, Tony Alford really jumped right out there and was assertive that DeMario McCall would be the guy.
And there was a lot of talk about DeMario learning what over the first few years in which he's not been able to kind of secure that spot, what he's learned, how to handle his body, how to work better in terms of being prepared for the rigors and the you know, all the contact that he's going to face as this goes. But he was very, very upbeat, positive, very matter of fact, and is excited for this opportunity to back up JK.
Yeah, I mean, we all have been wondering, like, how a guy like DeMario McCall was going to be best suited in this offense. We go around and around on that, right? One day it's, will he be a running back? One day it's, will he be a special teams guy? One day it's, will he be a weapon X type of thing? One day it's, will he be a slot receiver or an H-back? I feel like the last time that we really saw him, when we broke in the spring, he was catching touchdown passes. In this, didn't he catch one of the bombs in the spring game from Justin Fields?
I believe you're right.
Or maybe it was from Matthew Baldwin. I don't know, but I thought I remembered him catching one over the top and looking pretty good. So you know he's a guy, you can use him out of the backfield. Running backs have to be able to do that to some extent.
Well, and we don't know what their return game's going to look like, but I would be shocked if he's not involved in some sort of return, punt return, kick return, something on special teams. But then again, now as the backup running back, maybe that goes to somebody else.
So here was here's that other part I wanted to give you about Tony Alford talking about his guy, J.K. Dobbins, the top line running back, calling last year a failure. And this is the assistant coaches, the position group coaches' thoughts on that.
To say a failure, it wasn't about, again, I don't want to put words in his mouth, it wasn't about the lack of, you know, opportunities. I think it was just more, you think he thought he could play better.
Right.
And again, a very highly competitive person. The personality that he is, he wasn't happy with his production. Is he thought he could have played better, and so I have no problem with him saying that he thought his way he played was a failure. That's how he feels, and so we just all got to get better.
Look, everybody's going to motivate themselves in a different way, right? Now, how I see, you could have the same exact season, right? You just lay it out. Sprinkle it to, you know, 15 different college football teams across the country. 14 of those guys might say, yeah, oh, wow, like that was a pretty good season. Had 1,000 yards. You might look at it that side of the coin,
especially
right?
Especially after 1,000-yard season. Your freshman year.
Someone might try to come and, like, criticize you, and you might have that knee-jerk, well, you know, it's 1,000 yards. Not J.K. Dobbins.
Show some maturity,
not here at Ohio
don't
State.
You think? Some maturity there.
I don't know. Like, yeah, I'm not saying he's not mature. He's certainly not an immature guy. I don't know if that exact way of looking at it makes him more mature. It just makes, I think it's eye-opening.
Sure.
That's one thing that it is. I'm not quite sure what that is, really, because you could also.
Some leadership?
It shows some leadership. You could also, like, maybe pull a guy aside when he says something like that and say, hey, man, like, don't beat yourself up, you know? Like, I like where your direction is. Like, I see where you're coming from, but don't make this counterintuitive.
Build on it.
I can almost see, like, that could work against you if everything that you do. I just want to make sure we don't get to a point where J.K. Dobbins has a 1,500-yard season, and he comes back and says, that was a pile of crap. Like, what was my yard per carry average? 6.5? Sucked.
He'll be
like
near
no
four,
good.
He'll have 4,000 rushing yards.
You know what I mean?
If he has a 1,500-yard season.
I mean, that's. I want to make sure that he knows his value in this offense, that he knows he's a good player. I think it's important to have that confidence. I mean, but at the same time, this is a kid who was also talking about going into this year with the intent to prove that he's the best running back in the nation, right?
Don't you like how Coach Day came out spring, fall? summer.
Kind of put it on him.
And said, here it is, big boy. You're our guy. You're going to be our guy.
And maybe when you hear that, there's a reason. There's a reason for it. Why you'd go back and say, you know what, that stunk for me. But it's not like there was a... wasn't another workhorse back that was out there. It's not like you had a, you know, 2.7 yard per carry average. You had to grind every step of the way to that 1,000 yards.
This team's not in the Rose Bowl last year if he doesn't do what he did at Maryland. I mean, Mike Weber didn't play at Maryland. J.K. Dobbins, part of a big comeback there.
He still had some really good football games.
He sure did.
Still had some really good football games with some tough... He's a tougher, more physical back than I thought he'd be after we saw him shoot out of a cannon in that Indiana game when he was a true freshman. And that's meant as a very big compliment to J.K. Dobbins.
Well, yeah, and it's the difference in 25, 28 football games as well.
It is. We got some NFL to keep our eyes on. We got Buckeyes like crazy for the Cleveland Browns here. I think we can get at the preseason in a way. I mean, Braxton Miller, he's a guy that needs some time. But with what went on with Cam Newton last night, oh my God, man. I don't want to see any stars that are solidified. Like Denzel Ward, get him out. Get him out.
This NFL preseason stuff's becoming a joke. And I know there are tons of layers to it, but I don't know how much longer they're going to have four preseason games in the NFL.
How fitting was this too? And I'm not sure if this was one season ago or two seasons ago, but we all remember Odell Beckham Jr. against the Browns, right? In the preseason when he got hurt. And you're thinking, oh my God, like what are the Giants doing? I can remember watching that game and saying, why is Odell Beckham Jr. still in? Like, it got dangerously late into a football game where you have one of the biggest rock star wide receivers in football. This is a preseason game. It doesn't count. Some guys need to play in it to get their shot. Others simply don't. I kind of side with the coaches that have just left their show ponies in the stable. Saquon Barkley, we don't really need to deploy him. Just don't need to do that.
Bring us down the stretch, will you?
All right, we're going to come down the stretch, home stretch. It's really not fair. You got to live in Kentucky for so long. All right? It's not fair. I don't get to know as much about the horse racing genre as you do. Suppose I could have just paid attention to it in class. All right, I leave you this week with a guy who's not a Buckeye anymore. He was recently, and he's one of my favorite listens of all time. Little hint as we had him on the show a month or two back. Some great audio from him. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
If you miss a Buckeye game, it's because your radio is in tune to the right place. Always and forever, your home for the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio's sports destination.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP Experience at OhioState4miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit OhioStateFourMiler.com for more info, and we'll see you in the shoe.
Who can help you score a touchdown with your finances? How about our friends at Credit Union of Ohio? Whether you're looking to buy a new home or make upgrades like a finished basement to watch all the big games, their team of experts will help you get the funds you need. It's a great time to make those renovations you've been dreaming about. Credit Union of Ohio is your local mortgage lender. Learn more about their home loan options at cuofohio.org. That's cuofohio.org. NCUA insured equal housing lender.
Box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we're all about quality. We mix cane sauce in our restaurants every day. And our chicken is hand-battered and cooked to order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. And our lemonade is always freshly squeezed.
Love in the window.
And why do we do all this? Because it makes a difference. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit MakeItCount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Fannygate is back. Join us every Saturday home game across from St. John Arena on Lane Avenue. Catch the live pregame show and challenge Anthony Schlegel to various feats of strength.
Presented by Honda Power Equipment from Buckeye Power Sales.
The Fan.
Living in Denial, Ohio, it's really nice.
Because when we hear about the opioid crisis, we know it's not going to happen here.
It just feels safe and secure being in Denial.
There's like a peace of mind.
Opioids?
It doesn't happen here.
No.
My daughter is good friends.
My boys would tell me anything.
Exactly.
No, our kids are way too busy.
They would never abuse opioids.
Welcome to Denial.
Don't live in Denial, Ohio. Talk to your kids about drugs and they'll be up to 50% less likely to use them. Find out more at don'tliveindenial.org. A message from the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance.
At Speedway, we're always looking out for you. That's why we invest in industry-leading technology like our fast and secure pumps. They're designed to protect you with state-of-the-art card readers that feature the latest advances in credit card security to keep your information safe as you pay. Which means, when you fill up here, you know Speedway's got your back. So you can get what you need and get on your way. Fast and secure pumps, state-of-the-art card readers, the convenience stores of Speedway.
If you've been diagnosed with prostate cancer, explore all your treatment options, including CyberKnife. CyberKnife is just 5 treatments, not the typical 40 or more for other treatments. CyberKnife is non-invasive with minimal risk of side effects like impotence and incontinence. Our CyberKnife team is committed to helping you decide the right treatment for your prostate cancer. It's your prostate, your cancer, and your choice. Call us at 380-898-8300 or visit our website at columbusck.com. Columbus CyberKnife is a service of Mount Carmel.
No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there is no guarantee you will experience these results.
It's the Labor Day sale at Mattress Firm. Get a king mattress for the price of a queen and a queen for the price of a twin for savings of up to $600. Take home your new Beautyrest queen mattress for the twin price of just $499, plus a free adjustable base. Visit mattressfirm.com or a store near you to find your perfect bed. Hurry in for the best deal of the season at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Federal Elite Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It's raining gold pants. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
Matty Andrews and I, who's in for Beamer tonight, we are just staring out the window looking at what's sure to be another beautiful Ohio sunset.
I mean,
and the temp right now is 72, and it feels like 72. So the world is ripe. Oh, my God. I can't wait to get out there, sit on the porch, crack a beer.
Well, just watch the sunset. Some of the sunsets. It's been beautiful in Central Ohio here in the last few weeks.
So beautiful, man. And let's look at what we have coming next week.
Game day looks really good.
We're still up there in the... We're not there yet. We're not out of the woods yet. Sunday high of 81. I need to see my highs in the high 60s.
What do you have next Saturday? I thought I saw mid-upper 70s.
My little app,
which for the opener is perfect.
My little app right now is only going to Thursday, and that's saying sunny and 81. So I'll take you for your word. I don't have it in front of my face right now.
There have been some scorchers for the opener, but this one looks to be pretty good.
Yeah, and then when you sit up high, up there, like the DJ better be playing songs about like cold weather and stuff like that.
Give me the band.
I'm going to need like a lot of wintry themed songs from the DJ out there. If it's going to be hot for these first couple of home games. Just give me a little walking in a winter wonderland. What is this guy playing? Christmas name? Music?
DJ, I think it's DJ Giovanni. I don't know.
DJ Giovanni.
I don't know. That's who used to do it. I need the band.
You're going to have the band.
Okay.
All right? There's a DJ that's going to be at the Shoe. We're all very curious to see how this DJ thing goes. Before, in terms of playing you out, I'm not a DJ, per se. But I have access to a soundboard and things like that. So I've got a little clip of the Big Bear Joey Bosa, Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers social media account put this out. It's fantastic. He's mic'd up for a practice. It's the guy you want to listen to. We had him on the show a couple of months ago. Hey, I'm Joey Bosa. I'd just love to come on and talk some football with you. He's the best guy.
That's pretty good.
He's the best guy to listen to. And then Nick Bosa comes in there and he sounds exactly the same. Yeah, yeah, you guys can't really tell us apart. I'm Nick Bosa. Oh, no, hey, this is Joey Bosa, right? They're exactly the same. So this one's Joey, and this is just how he gets through a practice. Enjoy.
Yeah. Going to be a boring one today.
Do you read?
Do you read?
Who want the smoke?
No, I want to. You want to It's my f***ing warm-up. Hey. Sorry, I wrecked practice.
Oh, no. There you go.
Great rush, Ike. Oh, shit, I almost punched you in the face.
Cooper, what's up, man?
It's just another beautiful day.
It is, bro.
Ready to get this season on the way.
I know.
Boring. Bored. I'm ready to go.
It's boring. I'm bored.
It didn't sound very boring.
Just the way, I mean, how do you talk in that kind of a tone and then you can play football that way? Did you hear those sound effects when those pads are hitting each other?
Yeah, sure did. I don't want to be any part of that.
Do you want any? Right, yeah. That's what
I want nothing to do with that.
He was talking to one of his teammates there. Do you want this smoke? I don't think you want that smoke. Like, no. You want a little lightning? You want lightning? How about a little thunder? A little thunder here? No. You don't want any of this.
I'm good.
Unbelievable. All right, Maddie. It's that time.
It is. On a Friday.
It's that time on a Friday where we're coming down the end. What's coming up this weekend?
97.1 The Fan's Buckeye Show.
Where it's at.
By the way, we here at The Buckeye Show are brought to you by our good friends at Mitsubishi North. You can check them out online at columbusmitsu.com today. Maddie, we got the preseason. Just get them all out of there. Let Braxton Miller get some time here for the Browns. Get to see one of our fantastic Buckeyes, one of our great Buckeyes of all time. We'll love to see him get a shot to keep his NFL career going. I just would love that. But anyone else of significance, stars, just get them out of the preseason. After the Cam Newton thing. You got some Reds action going on. What was the score last check? It's on a break
still
now.
Still 1-0 Cincinnati in Pittsburgh. 1-0 Reds.
Little League World Series guy? In on that at all?
I'll check it out.
Yeah, I'm checking that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's week zero college football,
I'll
baby.
I'll watch some college football tomorrow as well.
Also, remember, you got some Buckeyes that are still in high school that are coming to the program that were going to be on TV this weekend for high school football. I think I told you, Court Williams, St. John Bosco. He's on tomorrow night on the Deuce, taking on DeMatha. That's ESPN2. Sunday, Julian Fleming action. He's going to be on. So great stuff, Maddie. Thanks for filling in.
Enjoy the pal.
Triple H, nice job. Next week, we'll see you guys. ESPN Radio, next on The Fan.
This has been The Buckeye Show with Tim Hall and Brandon Bean. Listen weekdays at 6 for the best and most Buckeye talk on the Ohio State Station.
Sponsored by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit columbusmitsu.com today.
Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Toyota's national clearance event is on. Now through September 3rd, get a low-mileage lease on the adventurous new 2019 RAV4 LE for just $199 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details. That's just $199 a month for a RAV4. For all Toyota offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Adina Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. Adina is leading the way in bringing state-of-the-art technology to our region, including robotic-assisted surgery and cutting-edge cancer treatments. It's all part of Adina's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at adina.org. Adina Health System, here for life.
The Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, in partnership with Ohio State Athletics, is pleased to launch the Scarlet and Gray Business Network. This program supports the Ohio small business community and associates your business with one of the strongest brands in college athletics, the Ohio State Buckeyes. To learn more or to join the Scarlet and Gray Business Network, visit sgbnetwork.com. Presented by the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, digital marketing for your business.
Come on over.
but a hard man.
Now, to run a successful business, you need to develop a strong relationship with your accountant, your attorney, and most importantly, your community banker. If you find it hard to get advice from your bank, maybe it's time to consider Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Come on over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hurry in during the Ram Summer Clearance Event to see why more people are switching to Ram than ever before. It's because the new Ram 1500 has more power with an available Hemi V8 and best-in-class V8 towing. It's no wonder why the Ram 1500 is the most awarded truck in America and the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. So no matter what you need more of this summer, make sure you hurry in for great deals during the Ram Summer Clearance Event. Well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $269 a month for 36 months with $3,750 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of Conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016, class-based on light-duty pickups. Based on awards within the light-duty pickup segment from January 15, 2018 to January 1, 2019. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9-3. Broadcasting from...